Fusion breaks through, Sony redefines buy, and Gadot explains her exit. Tennessee issued what state officials describe as the nation's first commercial nuclear fusion license, a milestone that is real even if the road to the grid remains long. Fusion, the process of combining light atomic nuclei to release energy as opposed to fission's splitting of heavy ones, has famously been 30 years away for roughly 60 years. What has changed is the private investment landscape. Companies including Commonwealth Fusion Systems, TAE Technologies, and Helion Energy have collectively raised billions of dollars on the premise that privately funded fusion can succeed where decades of government-backed big science moved too slowly. A state-level energy regulator treating fusion as a near-term commercial reality worth building regulatory infrastructure for represents a meaningful shift in institutional posture. Even though a license to operate a fusion facility is not the same as a license to deliver power to the grid, Sony's legal posture in a federal class action lawsuit represents a different kind of milestone, one considerably less flattering. The company filed a court brief arguing that no reasonable consumer believes they actually own the digital games they purchase through the PlayStation Store. Sony's legal position is that the platform's terms of service make clear that digital purchases are licenses rather than ownership transfers, meaning Sony retains the right to revoke access if it discontinues the service or a publisher withdraws a title. The legal distinction between a license and a purchase is technically real. The commercial and ethical problem is equally real. When a consumer sees a buy now button and pays full retail price, sometimes $60 to $70, the natural inference is that they are acquiring something permanent. If Sony's position is that a reasonable consumer should have understood otherwise, the unasked question is who designed the button to say buy rather than license. The case is asking courts to determine whether that gap constitutes deceptive trade practice. The broader issue the lawsuit surfaces is the systematic stripping of property rights in the digital goods economy. The physical goods market grants consumers enforceable ownership. A purchased book can be lent, resold, or discarded, while digital goods have largely eliminated those rights while maintaining comparable prices. Gal Gadot offered a cultural parallel in a different institutional register, explaining publicly that she departed the Wonder Woman franchise because of how DC Entertainment handled the exits of Henry Cavill as Superman and director Patty Jenkins, who had been set to direct Wonder Woman 3. The implication was that DC's treatment of long-standing talent was sufficiently disrespectful that she felt she could not continue within that structure. DC has been in a period of turbulence since James Gunn and Peter Safran took over creative leadership and announced a full reboot. Losing Jenkins, who directed what was described as the most commercially successful DC film of the modern era with the original Wonder Woman, struck many observers as particularly jarring. Gadot's public account adds another data point to the story of what institutional dysfunction in large Hollywood franchises looks like from the inside.